Kia ora. E tū. Te karakia. Waiata. So I'll start tonight with, and we'll actually do a bit of work tonight, on the one that I haven't taught you, that one that I said was the Highlands one. Karakia. We're used there. And so I'll say that, so obviously you won't be able to say it with me, it's okay. And then we'll go straight into Te Aroha, and then we'll do a bit of revision on E Ho Atua. Okay, here we go. Ki runga, ki raro, ki roto, ki waho, ina te mahi, he tino rangatira. Kia ora, kia ora. Kia ora. Te aroha, te whakapono, te tangimari, e te tangimari, tatu, 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 alo, te So did you notice anything with the women's rugby sevens? Did you notice anything about their haka that was different from, say, an All Blacks haka? Did you see their haka when they won their gold medal? It was interesting. The movements are much less... None of this, of course. You know, so you start working out, oh, which are the male-type haka movements? And that whole thing, I don't know, if you go back 50 years, you would have seen probably not a lot of Māori culture groups with the women actually doing haka. But of course, if you go back further in the culture, the women were warriors like the men, probably more hardcore sometimes than the men. And so, of course, you know, they do the pukana, the, you know, the flashing the eyes, the whites of the eyes, just the same, and the upturned mouth and all that, you know, that stuff, looking just as fearsome, of course, while the men are doing their thing in the front. Let's just have a look then at, so that the song we just sang again, repeating after me. Te aroha.
Te aroha.
Te aroha, which is?
Love.
Love, or, yeah, or maybe kinship obligation. te whakapono.
Te
whakapono, which is faith, truth in that area. Pono especially is truth. Which in Taranaki would be tend to be said wakapono instead of whakapono. I've already cleared with Te Wānanga that I'm allowed to just be lazy and use my Waikato pronunciation. That's fine, even though I'm in Taranaki, so that's nice. But just be aware of that. And then, me te rangi mare. Me te rangi mare. Which is?
Peace.
Peace. And that me is? Sort of and, like and or with.
Yeah.
Okay, so together with. So what do we say? Love, faith, together with peace. So often translated as and, but it's sort of more a with. Tātou, tātou e. So tātou?
Us.
Us guys that we're talking to, all of us, that, you know, me and you, and not us and them, but all of us. Kia ora. So that first little thing we did. Let's revise first. So, you can. Let's say the words first. E ihoa atua.
E ihoa atua.
O ngā iwi mātoura.
O ngā iwi mātoura.
Ata whakarongo nā.
Ata whakarongo nā,
me aroha noa,
me aroha noa.
Kia hua ko te pai,
kia hua ko te pai.
Kia tau tō atawhai.
Kia tau tō atawhai.
Mā ngā ki tia mai.
Mā ngā ki tia mai.
Aotearoa.
Aotearoa.
Which is now in the news, isn't it? Read the news about Aotearoa. Which is really interesting. Because it's not in the Treaty of Waitangi. But it's there in the 1850s and they're sort of... So, but you can sort of hear and feel the undercurrents about that, can't you? It's like, and it brings up all that stuff, doesn't it? Happy, not happy, and all that sort of stuff.
So when I saw a van today that said Aotea Builders.
Yeah. And I think I might have got it wrong. So Aotea by itself, yeah. So I think I actually might have got it wrong. I suggested to you that Aotea was land... Cloud long, you know, that I said something like land, cloud, long. And I've got a feeling I might actually be wrong. The word al by itself is a word often used to mean world.
I think it was land of the long white cloud.
Yeah, it is in English, we do that. Okay, so so al by itself, I'm just actually learning, might actually be cloud by itself. And Aotea is that particular type of cloud, so maybe the white cloud or the cloud over the land or whatever. Which would sort of make sense if Aal means wood, because remember, Whenua means land, actual land. So it's not land as in, you know, it's the world of whatever, which would probably go better with the word for cloud. So I'm going to research some more just to confirm that. So Aotea by itself is that, you know, white cloud or, you know, or world. So, but it's also the name of a canoe, one of the migration canoes. And in particular, it's the one for this coast, I believe, Aotea. So that's, yeah.
So they might name their company after the canoe rather than being connected.
Or once it's a name in circulation, of course they could live in Aotea Street in New Plymouth or whatever, or just they like the name, sound of it, or whatever.
Or that's an Aotea Square.
Same thing, isn't it? Yeah. So why, I don't know. Yeah, so pass. I've got to do some research on that to get my R right, because I know it means world, not really land, so maybe I got that wrong. That it just means long white cloud. Not sure. Better come back to that. We said all the words. Let's sing. Which means you've got to stand up again, don't you? It's a national anthem, so of course you stand up. Grab a chair, Zoe. Someone let Zoe in so she doesn't feel left out. There we go, Zoe. You are included after all. You are special and important. Thank you.
Hey, yo.
At the Olympics, people haven't been trained to play it twice yet. And when they sing it once, of course, they actually do go into the Māori verse first. So let's have a look at those two commands I'm giving you, because I'm giving them to you as commands. E noho and e tu. E noho. E tu was the first one they gave you, wasn't it?
E tu.
Tu. Which is the
stand.
So, tu is also the name of the Tu Matauinga, is the god of war. So, there's an association here of like standing as in being strong, as in being like standing up for your rights. It has all those sort of meanings. As, you know, do you see what I mean? When you've got fewer syllables, you have to make words do more work. So, tu rangatira is like professionalism. Tu tangata is like, you know, people be strong, all this sort of thing. So tu is basically no stand. Now the e is really interesting. The e is really interesting here because it's when you have a command that's two syllables or less, it's used, or a name that's two syllables or less, the tendency is to put an "e" in front of it. And it's to do with the rhythm of Māori. So in other words, there always has to be a sort of cadence in the language. It's a language of oratory and of singing and of speech making and of, you know what I mean? So because of that, so titiro meaning like look this way, you would never say e titiro. You don't need it because there's enough rhythm in titiro already. But tu by itself, or noho by itself, to the ear, doesn't sound right. So etu gives it more, you can hear how that gives it more cadence, more rhythm. Etu, or enoho, just an extra syllable. So that's what it creates. So it's a sort of extra syllable in front of extra in front of short commands or names. So, for example, my name in Māori is Paura. Now, by the time you put a macron on the A, that's about four syllables. So if someone's calling out to me, they just say, Paura! But if they're calling out to someone with a shorter name, with only two syllables of this, they would put an E in front of it. So, for example, the Māori word for friend is hoa. So they don't just say hoa, they say e hoa. To get, you see what I'm saying? So it's when you're addressing someone by name or addressing them as in commanding, you put that in front as that extra. Isn't that cool? So it has absolutely no, apart from the cadence thing, it has no actual meaning. Making sense? Interesting, eh? Different sort of language. And the other one we had was e noho. Noho, N, O, you got it?
H-O.
Which means to sit. But it also has other meanings. Because to sit down, once you're sitting, you're sort of staying sitting. We use that phrase, don't we? Staying sitting. So it also means to stay. It also means to live somewhere, because that's where you're staying. You see this? How this sort of one word ends up being quite a range of meanings. Okay? So, normal to sit, and again, just two syllables. So that, by the way, has two syllables. So when the two with the macron, making it a bit longer, the macron counts as an extra vowel sound, therefore an extra syllable, if that makes sense. Okay? Two and novel. Kia ora. So that's so let's just do some exercise with it. Two. Because you only have to respond to it. E noho. E noho. You're already there. You're just, this is a bit like Simon Says, isn't it? Just saying. Tiki, I think. Yeah, no, not Tiki. Fetch. Yeah, I should know that.
Yeah.
Etu. 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 Sorry?
This Etu is the name of the trade union as well. Now.
Yes, I know. We'll talk about it. In Noho. Okay, so yeah. So thanks for that, Stuart. That's brilliant, isn't it? So do you know that you were at that the union called Etu? So because it was the engineering and...
Just the engineering print workers and associated trades, I think.
Yeah, but they shortened it to engineering and something, and they went, oh, we can make this Māori at the same time. And guess what? I just gave you the meaning. That's a union thing, isn't it? Stand and resist, you know, like we're standing together. Can you see how it just comes across beautifully to like, two, we're staunch, we're standing. Okay, anyway, those are the bits we have. So let's look at the new material then from this karakia that we were doing at the start. Because we said in the advertising for this that it's going to be karakia, it's going to be mihi greetings, it's going to be waiata songs. So, and the other thing that you'll notice so far is that there's been quite a lot of religious content, as in God content, of what we've done so far. Now, there's all sorts of reasons for that. One of them is that that's just the stuff you actually come across when you sing the national anthem. Notice that song, though, although it said love, faith, and peace, it didn't actually specifically say in God. Do you notice that? So there's a sort of like, there's a bit of a sort of area where obviously it's influenced by those ideas, but then it comes across then as a sort of like a more neutral sort of ground between faith and not. Okay, we mentioned other things connected with that. So this karakia, we'll get into some content that is not actually like, you know, a faith type content at all. So this is, as I was mentioning, in my school situation, of course, it's like, let's say something that's not actually a prayer. That's just a sort of recited thing of like, it's sort of like a let's all work together type thing. So karakia has a wide meaning. Originally in Māori would always have been incantations to Māori gods, said by a tohunga, like a Māori priest, which always had to be done, or ritual prayers that had to be done before you did certain activities. These are quite common in all sorts of cultures, of course. And the missionary Henry Williams uses it as a verb too. He said, well, he couldn't do something until it had been karakia'd. So it's there right at the start. But it's very much a set prayer rather than a sort of made up prayer. So if you're making up prayers, karakia is not quite the right word to use. Does that make sense? Or if you're, Or sort of, it is for like an opening thing. In other words, let's do this first. Okay, so let's go to this karakia. So the words that I've been saying are ki runga, ki raro, ki roto, ki waho. Now, those of you physical learners, at last you got something with actions, haven't you? So ki runga, ki raro, ki roto, ki waho. So after me, ki runga, ki runga, ki raro, ki raro. Try that again. Ki runga, ki raro, ki roto, ki waho. So, runga, raro, raro, roto, waho. Okay, so those are the four little direction-y things. Notice I put a little ki runga, ki, so that word ki. So let's have a look at this. Ki runga. So this is, we've turned to the first half, but we won't do the rest of it, just do that much tonight. That's plenty of new content, isn't it? Ki runga. So ki, spell it for me.
Te-a,
ki. Runga, as in big runga. R-U-N-G-A, ki runga. Who's sort of Māori and Asian as well, isn't she, big runga? Ki raro. Ki raro.
R-A-R-O.
Ki raro. So, you can tell from my actions what's happening here. Ki runga, ki raro. So, above or up, below or down. Okay? So, it's like up, above. So when you're using phrases like God above, te atu runga lava, you know, so above, that's in the heavens. It also means on. Because if something's on the table, it's above the table. Does that make sense? We wouldn't say, oh, it's above. Above the table means up here, but actually on is on top rather than top. That's another way of describing, isn't it? Top. Trying to think of, you see how many different English words we have using basically just the same concept, isn't it? Up, above, top. Yeah. So raro then is the opposite of that. So down, below, or
under.
Under, yeah, thank you. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't even put on there. So the Māori prepositions work really hard here, don't they? So ki runga, ki raro. So you could, if you wanted to put an extra meaning on that, you could say, you could spiritualize that, you know, on earth, in heaven, on earth, you know, sort of ki runga, ki raro, you know, but you don't need to. Or what we aspire to, or what we actually do. Whatever meaning you want to put on that. Ki is an interesting one. Ki is a word indicating movement in this case. So the best word in English is probably to, or towards. So, ki runga, um, actually need to add another word in English here. You know, because if you're going up means going up. Do you know what I mean? So the word up actually functioned as a going that way. So you probably don't need to say anything else in English here, but that's the meaning of the key. In that direction. So ki ngamutu is means I'm going to New Plymouth, yeah? So ki is a direction thing. Usually. Sort of. And other one other things. Okay. And then the other ones, ki roto, ki waho. So ki roto, roto. Yeah. Now up to now you probably thought that roto meant what? Rotorua, rotoiti, roto. It's always a name of what?
A lake.
A lake, isn't it? Rotorua is the main lake in Hamilton. Yes, Hamilton has a lake. Yeah, Rotorua. I think even the one over here, you know, the on the
western
Rotokari, yeah, Rotokari. So, which is the Kari is the rippling of the water, hence Waikare Moana Lake, so it's used on that Kari. So, yeah, it's a lake. So, I guess that's linked to the inn. It's this inn. So, it's the water's inn. Do you know what I mean? That makes sense, doesn't it? Sort of contained in the area. In. Or inside, or don't know where my top is. That's right. In. Inside. Within. Probably the best translation here is above, below, within, and we used to say in English without or outside. Without is a beautiful word, but it now means not with. It's sort of changed meaning over the years. So, ki roto, ki waho. Ki waho. So, out, outside, external. So, going along that sort of meaning of the, you know, so in other words, it's what we internalize, it's ki roto. In other words, what we're feeling or thinking. The ki waho would be like what we actually express, you know, if you want a sort of a bit of a meaning of what this karakia might actually remind you to do. You could interpret it just as like, in all things, you know, whether it's ki runga, ki raro, ki roto, ki waho, because it then goes on to say, by our works you will know that we're leaders. So in other words, it's really saying, it's saying those works and that leadership is sort of a universal thing. It's not just to what you do, not just to what you think. It's like the whole package deal. So it's actually quite a cool little karakia. And a very appropriate one, obviously, for a school where, you know, you're training the mind, the body, the, you know, the community spirit, the whatever. Okay, so let's say it together this time. Ki runga. Ki raro, ki roto, ki waho. And I'll do the last bit. Nina te mahi, he tino rangatira. We'll learn that bit next time.
Does rangatira mean chief?
Yes, or leader. Right. Literally weaving together the lines.
Right.
It's a really cool little, like the lines of soldiers weaving them together.
So, Paul, you said you did this one at the Highlands Intermediate, but who would have written this?
Oh, I have not checked up on I presume it's a local iwi thing, or perhaps written for the school by someone, but I suspect a local iwi thing.
But specifically for this purpose.
But we use it in the staff room for a sort of like beginning of the week.
So could it be used elsewhere?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Because what it's getting at is the school motto of, by our deeds we are known.
Mm.
So whether, you know, I actually have to ask them to fill.
Whether it's appropriate.
Where's the bit? Oh, no problem with the appropriateness.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's not just a school.
No.
Okay, so let's stand and actually do it. And it too. And you can actually, we've got it written here, so you can sort of look there if you need to. And, you know, with actions, if that helps you, or not, if it confuses you. Okay. So here we go. Ki runga, ki raro, ki roto, ki waho. I nga te mahi he tino rangatira. Again. Ki runga, ki raro, ki roto, ki waho. Kia ora, e noho. Right. Yay, that's your new language for the night. That's pretty new stuff, isn't it? Enough? What else do you need to revise? It's just remember the what's your name and the where you're from. It's just to respond to. So please, I'll get you in pairs one day, actually doing it in pairs, but not just you. So let's just check that people still know what their name is first. Okay? Ko ai tō ingoa? Ko
kia
ora. Ko ai tō ingoa?
Ko
Zoe. Oh, kia ora. Zoe. Ko ai tō ingoa? Ko Shana. Kia ora. Ko ai tō ingoa?
Ko Stuart Aho.
Kia ora. Ko ai tō ingoa? Oh, got it. All the achieve with excellence. Notice that. Achieve with excellence. Ko ai tō ingoa?
Ko ai
tō ingoa. Kia ora. Okay. And then the one that, after you've done that, maybe it's a bit confusing because it's nō, but remember that nō just means from. From wherever. Okay. So let's try... no hea koe, no whatever, aho, okay? No hea koe?
No
ngā motu aho. Ngā motu aho, kia ora. A local person. No hea koe?
No, tatahi.
Kia ora. No hea koe?
No puketapu aho.
Ah, kia ora, no puketapu aho. That's a staunch local one. Remember that means? Bell Block, yeah. Why is it called Bell Block? Do you know?
Bell was the surveyor.
Yeah, it's the land deal back in the 1850s, 60s, Dylan Bell. Yeah.
There was a par at the end of Airport Drive,
yes,
and it was flattened for the airport, but yes, that was Puketapu.
Yes.
That was actually on that farmland at one stage.
Wow. You're not just Puketapu, you're... Real Puketapu, your heartland Puketapu. Like, yeah. Yeah. No hea koe. Janet? No hea koe. So, no, whereabouts you from? Sorry? No.
I'm from
England. You good? So, let's say it together. Ngā motu?
Ngā
motu. Meaning the islands. The islands dotted out there. No hea koe. No.
It was Walla.
Yeah.
Tell us born.
Wow. This is...
Inlands?
Swala.
Kia
ora. It's getting more staunch. We're missing Rodney, but there's no Ipswich, I hope, yeah? And just going back to that song, so just those meanings, see if you can remember them without referring to your page. So the E Hoa Atua, that first line of the National Anthem, just means what? Just Jehovah God, so it's just God. O ngā iwi mātoura of the nations. That's just God of the nations, God of nations, okay? Āta whakarongonga. So that whakarongo is to listen. So asking God to listen carefully to us, please hear our cry. Me aroha noa, with aroha, with love and freely, so probably with grace. Okay? Kia hua ko te pai. Kia hua ko, te pai. Pai is good, or in this case, te pai, the goodness. So goodness, may goodness, kia hua, meant to flourish, or to be evident, or to fruit, literally. Okay, may goodness flourish. Kia tau to atawhai. So may be bound to your atawhai, your care or protection. Manaaki te mai. So manaaki is in that area of manaaki, when you have manaaki tanga, and then school mothers and things, it's again just the looking after. So the caring, so like, yeah, as in hospitality, looking after someone, so like looking after us, Aotearoa, okay? Translated by a Pākehā back in the day. That's enough new stuff, isn't it? It's a little bit of revision, it's a little bit of singing. Yeah, let's finish with National Anthem and stay for a cup of tea, as they say. I wonder where that phrase came from, but it's good staunch Māori to say cup of tea.
But that happened. It's always time for tea.
Cup of tea, yes.
You're right.
Etu. Etu ki te waiata. Stand up to?
Sing.
Etu ki te waiata.